Welcome to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with Peggy Hoyt. Our goal is to keep loved pets in loving homes by educating pet parents about the importance of ensuring every pet has a forever home. For more information about creating a legacy for your pet or to listen to archive shows, visit animalcaretrustusa.org or legacyforyourpet.com. Join your host, author, estate planning attorney, and animal advocate, Peggy Hoyt.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to All My Children Wear Fur Coats. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt, and this show is brought to you by the law offices of Hoyt and Bryan, where we create estate plans for pets and their people. Also brought to you by Animal Care Trust USA, a national nonprofit dedicated to keeping loved pets in loving homes. We do this by educating pet parents about the importance of getting a pet trust for their loved pets, and we also provide trustee services for pet trusts. So today, it is our absolute pleasure to be able to welcome to the show Tanya Hart. She is the CEO and the founder of Augie Bones. Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you, Peggy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thrilled to have you. So I want to tell folks a little bit about your background because it's really interesting. Tanya has spent 35 plus years as a business developer and pioneering entrepreneur. Her expertise spans business development, strategy, branding, marketing, retail, and distribution. With a strong belief in her ability to enable change, Tanya turned her focus on plastics in our environment and transitioned her decades of experience into establishing a sustainable material engineering and technology innovation company for polymer composites, including bioplastics. That's a lot for me. She also works in nanomaterials, hemp, and graphene. And in 2017, she met her current business partner and established Titan Bioplastics to drive opportunities and change to a better future for our planet and our children. And Titan Bioplastics continues to drive commercial, sustainable, proprietary material innovations like Augie Bones for the pet industry. And she's going to tell us all about how that got started with her dog, Augie, of course. So Augie. Talk about Augie, Tanya.
Yeah, he's our boy. As I was mentioning earlier, we're empty nesters. So, you know, we adopted him during COVID, and actually my kids were home at the time. My daughter has been begging us for another dog. You know, we've had a gap there for a while since we lost our last dog, Emma. And we finally adopted Augie from Texas at 5 months old. And he's now a 90-pound American Staffordshire, just our big baby. You know, he goes everywhere with us. And he's chewing on all of these plastics and nylon toys. You know, I see the little pieces everywhere. I'm sure some of them are going into his precious body. I turned to the team, you know, at Titan, and I said, guys, you know, we're sustainable material engineers. We have to be able to provide a better solution than this. And having that credibility of understanding what the materials needed to do, you know, from a production standpoint, understanding how they have to work in existing equipment, we designed a series of materials we thought would be appropriate, and we kept testing them on Augie. So he's very spoiled with the bones now. I kept saying, okay, Augie, test this one. And then we test this one. And then we test that one. Anyway, the end of the day, we tested on a lot of dogs. And we came up with a formulation or a composite that we think will mimic a tough chew toy like, you know, a Nylabone and a Benabone and so forth. Typical, you know, toys out there. We tried all of the, you know, the boxes, and these behave almost identically to those toys. They chew a little lower, and I can actually show you an example if you like. This is an Augie Bone. So you can see how the toy chews. It chews down very similarly to, you know, typical nylon and plastic toys.
Yep.
But the difference is these are 100% non-toxic, certified non-toxic, Prop 65 compliant, plant-based materials made in the USA, and the dogs love them.
Well, and you know that pet parents love to hear all about plant-based materials, long-lasting chew toys,
Yeah. Things
that are not going to harm our pets. I'm astounded sometimes at some of the things that are on the market for the benefit of our pets that have little pieces, parts in them that they can choke on, or when they rip them apart, they're stuffed with things that you're like, where in the world did this material ever come from?
Yeah. And why did they think that was going to work?
Exactly. All kinds of things that they literally could kill your animal. So yeah, I think pet parents are going to love this idea of the Augie bone. And I love that you named it after Augie. I think that's only fair that you did that. So just to make sure that people understand, just because you come from a bioplastics background doesn't mean that the materials that are used in the Augie bones are plastic based.
Well, it's a bioplastic. It's a plant-based bioplastic, basically. Okay. Cool. So, but instead of using oil-based polymers, which is the traditional plastics, we're using plant-based materials to make a bioplastic.
And that's where the bio word comes in.
Yeah,
the plant-based.
Exactly. And
material.
So from a sustainability standpoint, there is a guideline on what people should think about when they're looking at sustainable materials and what people say are sustainable materials. For instance, in our company, we have a philosophy that we rule by. Number one is, if we cannot make a material and call it, then say it's 100% recyclable or industrial compostable or backyard compostable, we don't make it. Because at the end of the day, you're talking about end of life of the materials and what where those materials should go at the end of their life. And we're always looking at how we can get into that circularity system from the earth back to the earth, or recycle to go back into use. What you don't want is the need to bring new materials in that go to landfill and have no recourse on how they're used again. So, you know, obviously we have to depend on the consumer, bless your hearts, please, to actually put them into recycle bin or to send them to industrial composting. We are coming out with a secondary material that will be home compostable. But for now, our bones are all 100% recyclable or they can go to industrial composting.
All right. So maybe you can clarify some things for our listeners too. I think there's a lot of information, misinformation out there. You know, we dutifully fill up our recycle bins every week before we take them out to the curb. But then there's this whole kind of conversation going on in the background about how those things maybe never make it to a recycle facility.
I mean, from my standpoint, I don't know about that. I mean, I can't speak to how, what the municipalities are actually doing, you know, but we do know that probably 28 to 30% of materials currently are being recycled by the consumer. And we want that number to increase dramatically. You know, where the disconnect is in there is either if it's on the consumer side or the municipality side, that's yet to be, in my opinion, determined or truly qualified. But I think it's a pretty broad number that, of understanding that we need the consumers to actually use recycle bins and put their products in recycling every time. Plastics, bioplastics, corrugated, recycle it.
Don't give up. Just keep trying because we got to keep doing this, right?
Yeah. Once you get in the habit, it's not too bad. It's just getting into that initial habit of throwing your stuff into the other bin instead of all in one bin and making sure that they're side by side so it's easier instead of having to walk from one place to another. But I think once you get in the habit, then most households are pretty good about it. But we still have a large percentage to meet that demand.
Absolutely. All right. So I'm looking at some pictures on your website, and I want folks to be able to go there to augiebones.com, AugieBones.com. And I'm looking at the safety tab because safety is really important to us as pet owners. And it does show some really nice examples of how the bones chew down and what they look like. Has Augie ever been able to completely demolish one of those Augie bones?
Well, it could if I let him.
Right.
I think it's really important for, you know, dog owners to watch their dogs as they chew on any toy at any time. and not look at it as a TV babysitter. You know, I think we have to just always be conscious of what they're doing, because there's always invariables, or variables, I should say. So I do tend to look at him and see how far he chews it down, and I don't let him go much further than what I think is the max, because we don't want to take any choking risks and have them chew down too far. But we feel, you know, we've also sized our bones so that they have a little bit of a longer time frame. So for instance, our medium, we call the mighty. That is probably a little bigger than your average medium. It is a little bigger than your average medium bone. So you can chew it for a little longer. And same thing with our large, which we call the mega. The large is a 9.5-inch bone. It's a pretty big bone.
Yeah.
So you can chew that a little bit longer than your average large as well. It's probably more like an extra large. So we're trying to provide value for the dogs and the pet parents in the sizing as well.
So I was sharing with you before we went on air that because I have so many dogs, I have six dogs, so can't have six bones, although that would be nice. But because they always want what somebody else has.
Yeah.
So I have a couple bones that they share among themselves. And even my little 5-pounder will chew on the same size bone that my 75-pounder will chew on. But it's nice to know that they're designed so that if they break off a little piece, it's not going to cause them damage to their stomach. And that they're really designed not to be so hard that it's going to cause damage to their teeth either.
Correct. Yes. We've tried to create that fine line between too hard and too soft, so that they won't be able to tear pieces, large chunks off. The tensile strength is really good, but they're still tough enough. But they're still soft enough and tough enough to get that chew without getting really too many pieces off of it. It'll flake off versus having large chunks off.
Okay, that is awesome. And where can people find Augie Bones now?
Well, Augie Bones is being released actually for Super Zoo on August 16th. We delayed the release a little bit. We've been working with a manufacturer to get molds made. So those are finished, which is very exciting. And we will be able to pump out large volumes of Augie Bones within about 3 to 4 weeks. So Super Zoo's really our big launch, which will be a year from when we first went. And it's kind of that great timing.
That is great timing. And so for people who are listening right now, be sure and write this down so that you don't forget to come back and get your Augie Bones once they're released onto the marketplace. I noticed there's a donate button on your website as well. Talk to us about that.
That's an evolving process. I mean, we're already working on a few programs we're donating to. You know, of course, being in the health sector of the pet industry, and that's how we sort of consider ourselves, that we're looking at our bone potentially as one of the healthiest and most practical bones that, you know, a consumer, a dog can chew on. You know, we're looking at areas of where we donate, how we donate, and we're going to be setting up, you know, future programs on how that's going to take effect as we grow in the marketplace.
Excellent. Well, and I love the idea that you called it Augie to the Rescue.
Well, Tricia Montgomery is our Director of Marketing and Strategic Initiatives, and brilliant is really, you know, in her lane.
So Augie looks a lot like my dog, Blue, who is also an American Staffordshire. Oh, okay. She's not quite as big as Augie because she's a girl, but she is about 55 to 60 pounds, and she is solid muscle.
Yeah.
He looks like he is, too.
Yeah, he is. Big boy. Yeah.
They don't have any idea how strong they are with that solid muscle. But at the same time, I've come to discover that they really truly are some of the biggest babies on the planet.
Such a baby. They are. They really are. I don't think people realize what amazing dogs they are.
And so if we have rescues who are listening today, you or folks that love rescues, you can also go to their website and nominate a rescue. I love that idea.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun programs. We want to be interactive with our consumer base. And we're talking about ways in which we can involve, you know, the consumer's dogs, the way they can participate in the growth of Oggy Bones, not just from a sale of the bone standpoint, but also the awareness of, you know, the health side of our pets and our planet.
Love it. I absolutely love that. So what would you leave us with today then?
Well, I would say just look for us, keep, you know, up to date on our newsletters, sign up for any kind of updated news. And as soon as we can, we'll make sure we know where you can get on Oggy Bone.
Awesome. All right, folks, don't forget to check it out. OggyBones.com, coming to a store near you or to a website near you in August, mid-August of 2023. And I always like to remind our listeners that until there are none, please adopt one.
Yes.
And protect your pet with a pet trust. Pets are people too, and they are Absolutely. Members of our family. So we appreciate everything that folks can do. And if you want more information about pet trusts, you can visit Act for Pets, ACT4pets.org. And we love bringing you interesting and exciting guests each and every week. And so join us next week, next time. And till then, happy tales.
Thanks, Peggy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on All My Children Wear Fur Coats with your host, Peggy Hoyt. We hope you learned something valuable for the benefit of your pet. We want to keep loved pets in loving homes by educating pet parents about the importance of ensuring every pet has a forever home. Get more information about creating a legacy for your pet at animalcaretrustusa.org or legacyforyourpet.com. Buy a copy of All My Children Wear Fur Coats, How to Leave a Legacy for Your Pet on Amazon. Join our email list or make a donation. Pet professionals and advisors are invited to join our trusted advisor network. Until next time, happy tales!